Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Star Trek Psychology, The Mental Frontier. Edited by Travis Langley. Foreword by Chris Gore. Read by Paul Bamer and Natasha Sodek. Foreword. A Prescription for the Final Frontier. Chris Gore. We did it! We landed on the moon! One of my earliest memories is of hearing my dad in front of the TV scream with joy that we landed on the moon. He had a passion for NASA's mission of space exploration, along with science and computers. Dad was particularly excited about a TV show that envisioned humans traveling the galaxy and solving problems. So it's no surprise that my father's obsessions rubbed off on me as we enjoyed watching reruns of the original Star Trek series together when I was growing up. The conversation that followed each episode was a perfect way for Dad and I to talk about the possibility of life on other planets, the differences between right and wrong, and girls. I grew up in the Detroit area, and my father worked in the auto industry, which was pretty common. But his job was different from those on the assembly line because it involved computers, which was very rare at the time. He often would return home from work with a box of paper punch cards used to feed data into the room-sized computers at his office. As we watched that evening's original Star Trek series rerun, I would use those punch cards to create crayon drawings of the travels of the crew of the Starship Enterprise, along with Kirk, Spock, and McCoy. I vividly recall my father taking me to work one Saturday for a big surprise. He powered up a computer view screen as we sat down to play Star Trek. It was a text-based game, and I gasped as the words, "You have left dry dock," appeared before my eyes. Epic adventures involving new star systems and clashes with the Klingons all took place in text form. Not only was my father my hero, he was an original nerd. In that simpler time of scheduled television viewings in the 1970s, pre-VCR/DVR/internet, watching Star Trek with my dad was everything. My parents divorced when I was 9 years old, and it was reruns of Star Trek that helped me deal with the pain of his departure. In the absence of my father, Captain Kirk became my surrogate TV dad. The idea of feeling as if one has been adopted by a TV father may be more common than people imagine. In that era, divorce became the new normal, as every kid on my block seemed to have a father who all but disappeared from the family equation. If you do the math, TV screens spend almost as much time with children as actual parents do. But it was not the worst upbringing when you consider that the best episodes of Trek are filled with good role models and healthy life lessons. Captain Kirk became a father figure, and if given the order, I would follow him to the ends of the galaxy. With all due respect to the cool factor of transporters, phasers, starships, and all the tech of Trek, at the core of every great Star Trek story is a struggle involving morality and how we deal with human emotions. For this reason, Star Trek's worldwide popularity has transcended cultural and language barriers. The debates over choices involving the correct course of action in a volatile situation help us to define who we are as individuals, as a society, and as a species in a larger, still unexplored galaxy. I feel it's important to note that I am not a psychologist. I am just one among millions who have been profoundly affected by Star Trek, and I can personally attest to the healing power of particular episodes. If you find yourself struggling with an issue in life, you'll find solace through the characters and stories.